Well, no. I mean, if I'm going to be honest with you, the first 6 months, I hated it. I was like, I cannot live in this type of culture, like, because I just felt like I'm very social. And for American standards, I'm really open. So, like, if you take the most open American and you bring them to, like, a closed culture, it's like, whoa, you know? So it took me a lot to get used to it, but now I'm like fine with it.
Yeah, you definitely need to get used to such things. Are there also things you took to Amsterdam from your home, like traditions or objects? Because, of course, we don't have Thanksgiving, which is just in 2 weeks exactly right now. So what
Yeah.
did you take home? What did you take to the Netherlands from your home?
So funny that you asked, because my Schoonmoeder, she's really, really sweet. So she arranges a Thanksgiving dinner with her
Ah, that's
family
nice.
and for me to make me feel a little more American. So, you know, those little things. But I think also small details like the way we make our bed. It's an American bed. Like when my friends come over, they're like, oh my God, you have so many pillows, so many blankets. Like, you know what I mean? Whether I feel like here in the Netherlands, it's a pillow per person and a duvet, bada bing, bada boom, you're done.
That's it's really easy,
And yeah. So also for us, like we have an American stove. So a really big, big oven, five burners, like, so just like details in our home, I think. And culturally speaking, I think the way I talk about energy and positivity, I brought from the American aspect of everything, because I tend to speak to people about like energy and positivity, and that's, I think, something I really brought over.
Yeah, you're also making your videos like in a really positive way. I really like your energy. You're really talkative as well.
Oh, that's so kind. That's my goal.
Okay, that's good because it really comes over to the people that are watching. And what makes you feel at home? Like you were talking about the pillows on the bed, but is that the only thing? Because I heard you talking about a wooden floor in one of your videos.
Honey, you know me. I ain't doing laminate. when we bought an apartment here in Amsterdam and we got to remodel it, and I laminate is new for me. So we had it in our rental apartment, and I mean, no disrespect, but for me it wasn't my style. I did not like it. It didn't feel warm. It didn't feel like what I'm comfortable with. So we put herringbone wooden floors, and that really made me feel a little bit more like it's like an American home, you know what I mean? So that was something that I did. And I watch a lot of American TV shows, like The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Have you seen those?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen any
But it's like a
episodes.
reality TV show. I'm sure, I think it wouldn't do good here, but it's a reality TV show of like six real housewives that are rich, and they just have drama and they fight on TV, and I love it. And that's very American, but I always watch those. I have to.
Yeah, I think we secretly like that drama TV as well. But I can't
You
speak
know,
for
I'm so
anyone
glad
else,
you
of
tell
course.
me, but I don't think anybody would admit it, you know?
Probably. But that can make you feel at home, you know, being able to watch series from home, getting the floor that you want, just simple things as well. And do you have any advice for people moving to another country, how they could make their house feel like a home?
I think that it's very important, to be quite honest with you. If you're going to leave and you're going to move to a different culture, into a different place, you've got to let go of the idea that you want it to be like where you came from. Like the way that I was able to get used to the Dutch directness, the Dutch coldness, is by accepting it and being like, you know what? This is the current culture that I live in. So I'm just going to be direct, and I'm going to be just like them and play the game. And so I think my idea is integrate. I think it's the biggest thing that I would tell people. Like, don't look at pictures of home and like always want to go back and miss it. And you know, I didn't go back to the States for 2 years since I lived here. And I did that on purpose because I wanted to make sure that I went back when I loved it here, so that when I came back, I felt like I was coming home, you know, like I was coming back home to Amsterdam. So my biggest thing is integration, to really just become part of the culture, become part of the people. You know what I mean?
I know what you
Shop at
mean,
the Albert Heijn, grab
Yeah,
you some
go to
steak
the local
goulash
supermarkets, you
poutine,
know, get to know what
you
people are
know?
like.
make you a lekker sampocha. You know, just integrate.
Yeah, that's really important. And you're a world away in a foreign place, and we really hope you're happy in Amsterdam right now, Joe Jack. Thank you for talking with us today. This is Port Anchor, my hometown.